Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFE World Congress in The Hague, and I'm very happy to be joined by Sebastian Grabski, Principal Solutions Architect at Cloudify. Welcome, Sebastian.
Welcome, Allison.
So, Sebastian, it's a big day at the start of SDN NFE World Congress, and I know that you're speaking at the event. Why don't you just start with an introduction of your role at Cloudify and how that fits into the broader themes of the Congress today?
At Cloudify, I'm actually down in the trenches with customers. That's my primary role. I'm working with as a consultant for NFV projects and for the network automation. And also, I have an architect role when I'm helping a design a solution. So actually, my responsibility is mixed. I'm half an architect and half a solution consultant.
Now, Cloudify has long been a player in this space, but you guys introduced some enhancements to the solution that you're offering to the market fairly recently. Can you tell me about Cloudify's solution and how it fits in within an operator's move to NFE or virtual network functions?
Yes. So as you mentioned, Cloudify has been around for a while on the market, and our origins were in the cloudification of the applications. What happened actually is when NFE started to be really high on the agenda with some customers, it happened that our solution fits really well into the NFV. And if we look up at the Mano architecture, we have a couple of components there, right? And what are of our interest is the VNFM and NFVO. These are the areas where we play really well because we do an orchestration, and VNFM function is nothing more than a proper orchestration of the VNF function on top of the infrastructure. And another function is the NFVO, which is an orchestrator on top of the VNFM. So it's another layer of orchestration of the services, which really falls squarely into our area. So we started promoting ourselves in the area of NFV, I think roughly 2 years ago. And we have a very good uptake. We have a very nice customer wins and a number of engagements. Besides that, we also do a lot of a network automation and orchestration. So we play an important role in something which is called intent-based networking, because our orchestrator is driven by declarative language. So we can orchestrate a network in declarative way. Therefore, we fall really nicely into the intent-based networking, which complements perfectly the NFV solutions. So this is what we do roughly.
One thing that I've picked up on just in the first day at the Congress is a focus on operators desiring to automate network functions. You talk about your unique capabilities around declarative automation. Tell me about that.
There is no NFV without automation, because when we were dealing with the physical elements, PNFs, physical network functions, we were actually installing and configuring physical elements. So let's take a firewall, for instance, right? So we were racking and stacking a firewall in a rack. We had a number of checkpoints down the road to configure the firewall, right? So We have to rack it and we have to wire it up. We have to configure it. So we have a number of places when we can check if we are doing something right or wrong. When we talk about the NFV, we talk about the virtual functions. So with a single push of the button, we can spin up not one firewall, but we can spin up hundreds of firewalls. Mm-hmm. Imagine the scale and an impact it has on the infrastructure and the operation. Therefore, if you don't automate that process, then you are doing something really wrong, right? So automation and orchestration is a fundamental function for the success of NFV.
What does this require when you start adding complexity of heterogeneous environments or multiple provider networks?
Every network is heterogeneous by nature. I didn't see in my lifetime a fully homogeneous network. There's such thing doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to address a multi-vendor, multi-technology environments. And I think that the aspect which is very important is whether a platform that you are offering is open. Our platform is open and open source. It means that platform is easily customizable and extendable to address the needs of the customer, like connectors, like plugins, like different functions. And this is actually what carriers are looking for. They are a little bit afraid of vendor lock-in, and they are looking for ways to drive their own destiny. Therefore, more and more they are considering an open and open source platforms, which is new in the telco space and requires a lot of courage from the carriers and a little bit different approach to this product. It requires of building a special practice inside the carrier environments, and we see it happening. And this is what I will be talking on the keynote session about, how to be successful and what is actually necessary to be successful with the NFV projects.
What is the state of the industry software to make that interoperability and automation across a heterogeneous environment a reality?
Oh, yes. Standards are good, right? That's why you have so many of them. And sometimes we have to apply a pragmatic approach, because on one hand, we want to be fully compliant with the standard because we want this pluggability. We want to be secure that if something fails, we're going to plug in something else. On the other hand, we have a business problem to address. And sometimes standards are falling short in order to address our business need. Therefore, we have to strike the right balance. So we stay compliant where we are and as much as we can. However, if we need to meet a business objective, we need the courage and we need to find the ways to address it. That's why I see that a successful project in the NFV space is actually the good blend of staying compliant and being pragmatic.
What do you think is unique about what Cloudify is delivering to the market, and how is that derived from your work around application virtualization?
As I mentioned at the beginning, we have a very good record of application automation. Cloudify was a while back a visionary in terms of embracing a Tosca standard. Tosca is a way to describe an application in a declarative way. It's a very complete language and very handy and very flexible in the application modeling. Because we had this head start on the market with the Tosca, we gained a lot of experience on that front. And right now we see more and more adoption in the NFV space of a Tosca. It's a very good language. It's proven to be very flexible and is addressing not only applications, but as well, it's a fantastic fit for the networking aspects, because Tosca is based on the nodes and the relationships, and the network is actually the set of nodes and the connections or the relationships. So it's a fantastic way to describe a networking. So I think that what Cloudify brings and where is our uniqueness, we bring an application expertise and orchestration applications and the cloud native applications. And this is where NFV is going. For the time being, not everything is a cloud native currently at the NFV space. And telcos are not really welcome to rip and replace and put the new things on. They want to just reuse and to orchestrate what is existing. And this is actually the bridge that Cloudify brings. So we are able to support a cloud native, and we are able to support traditional. So it's like a bridge from today to the future of the NFV space.
Can you tell me any examples of the types of customers that you're working with and then how you work with them in the VNF Lab?
VNF Lab was a need to start actually demonstrating that NFV and the VNF management is real. Because there is a number of vendors on the market who has a VNF function, either virtual router or virtual firewall or virtual load balancer or all sorts of virtual functions. However, they are missing this function which is managing them from the MANO perspective, which is a VNFM. And we started conversations with those vendors, and it happened that we need a lab, proving grounds for them to start testing and validating and whether our solution is fitting really their needs. And it was a really nice vehicle, not only for enabling a vendors, but also for enabling customers of those vendors, showing them that, look, this is a solution. This is your VNF. These are the functions. And this is how you can manage this function through the open open source based orchestration engine. To your first point, who I'm working with, I'm mostly working with telcos. Small ones up to the incumbents in the Western Europe. So I think that NFV is really picking up from what I can see on the market.
Now, I know that you guys are also a member of the Intel Network Builders Program. Tell me about why that's a value for Cloudify.
Intel is all over the place. So wherever we go, actually, we see your platform. And our solution is actually enabling your platform because you are gearing the most of the NFVIs that we see on the market. And having a Cloudify providing this VNFM function and the NFVO on top of the VNFMs is helping build a more comprehensive solutions. And I think that's a synergy between an Intel and orchestration provider. To add on top of that, we see a more and more interest from customers and from the market about the edge. And this is where we're going to see even more consumption of the platforms and the need for an orchestration, because orchestration is moving away from the central location up to the edges. And this is a very different scale of orchestration. Very interesting one.
Where can folks go to find out more about Cloudify and engage with your team?
Cloudify.co. You can find a lot of information there. I'm advising you to look up the blogs. We are very active on that front. We are publishing a lot. So see you on the internet.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.